We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. With you here on a Falcons Monday, brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. And we'll get back into the Falcons in just a minute in an NFL no huddle. Take a look around the rest of the league, too. Pretty interesting and entertaining day. Bummer of a day. A lot of people got hurt yesterday, Randy.
Yeah, man.
A lot of NFL players got hurt yesterday. And then we'll get the phone lines open in about 25 minutes from right now. 404-741-0929. I have to imagine that there's some emotion after the Falcons game yesterday. And really, like, you know, last week and when we take phone calls, we really try to narrow it down to a specific question. I think you just go for it today. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to say about the Falcons, feel free. Let her rip.
I need to turn off this damn TV because they keep showing the play. And I'm just getting just like, did you not know that it didn't have to go? And then somebody said, well, maybe they were scared. No, you don't be scared. I'd rather you fall on the ball and then the ball squirts out than to happen what happened yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. make a physical mistake. Like, guys make physical mistakes in football games all the time.
But mental mistakes are
completely different. And if you didn't know the rule, and again, I think you and I are on the same page. They knew the rule.
You got to know it.
They just didn't make the play. And the thing about it,
they simplified it. Because remember, like when we were doing the onside back then, you know, they would shift over. They put six guys on the side, all this stuff. You have the high hopper, all these different things. Like, it's simplified for you. It's simplified. And the thing about it is when you're on the front line, the first thing they tell you on the front line is this: you protect the guy behind you. So they didn't even do that right. They didn't even go hit no damn body.
Yeah, not only did they not get the football, their job was to block, and they didn't go engage with anybody. They all just kind of stood there. Like, that, I've never seen a play out in real time and take such a long time. It went on forever. Yes. It was like, jump on it. And then the Cowboys finally jumped on it after it went 10 yards.
That is me. That I think that's everybody. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't want to believe that they didn't understand the rule. I don't need that. I don't. That you did not know the rule.
I want to ask you again, because you played in that role your entire career. You were on the hands team your entire career. You're on the onside kick recovery team multiple times in your career.
Like, yes.
When they pick that group of guys and you guys have meetings for that, is like, does the coach just go through, okay, here, you don't have to wait 10 yards. Is that ever explicitly said, or is it just like expected that you would know that?
I think it's more expected that you should know that.
Okay. And again, I think that's fair that it's expected.
But like I said, I've been on the other side too, and it's always it has to go 10. But at the same time, saying that it has to go 10, you don't look for it to go 10. You're going to get the ball no matter what.
Right. It's a bang-bang
play. I'll admit, I've never seen an onside kick like that, but that's not an excuse, man.
So what? Yeah.
You are a damn professional. And that is so important because, like I said, when you go through – a natural game week, and you go through those situational things like that on a Saturday practice, it's not full speed. It's all usually a walkthrough. And that's usually whenever you have like guys like Julio and those guys, they actually come into the special teams meeting, because usually they're not in the special teams meeting because they're not on it. But during that particular time, coach, and then they usually do a Saturday night reel of it, of something. They always, I mean, this is what goes on. This is what went on every team I was on. I cannot believe that. I'm not going to believe that they didn't know the rule. But even outside of that, they gave up 30 damn second half points. 30.
Yeah, 30. I mean,
30 second half points.
There's a lot that goes into getting to the point where the Cowboys needed an onside kick to get the ball back and win. It should have never gotten to that point.
Andy, they gave up 30 points.
Yep.
Dallas fell two horrible fake punts, fumbled the ball four times, and let it recover three.
Yeah.
And they gave up 30 points, and then they lose the game the way they lost.
So we all know the stat, and we'll get to, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's get to an NFL no huddle and just include this all in that. Let's do it.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up, another way they make you smile. And we've given this stat a couple different times today, and I know it's circulating online, rightfully so, because it's insane. The Falcons become the first team in NFL history to score 39 points, commit zero turnovers, and lose. Up until Sunday, the teams were 440-0 when they had those two things going their way, scoring 39 points and committing zero turnovers. And the Falcons became the one. There's a number of different instances in the Dan Quinn era where the Falcons are the one on that side of things. You don't want to be the one. There's a lot of other things, and I haven't seen this written out or someone putting a stat alongside of it, but I have to imagine your record when you score 29 first-half points would be pretty good. Like, you think that would be pretty good? Teams' records when they have a 20-0 lead in the first quarter, I would imagine, are probably pretty good. And you're right, Randy. You nailed it. I don't know why they went away from playing the style of defense they were playing early in the game, because they were getting after them. Like, it was so fun to watch the Falcons actually look fast and physical for once.
Yes.
And then they get that lead, and then they just kind of they tucked it into that super loose coverage, and they stopped rushing the quarterback the same way. They weren't blitzing. They had one sack, and it was early in the game. And against that offensive line, to only have one sack is just unacceptable.
I mean, I think, Andy, you said it. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that you give up that many points in the second half and that you can't stop that bleeding. These are the things that you keep seeing over and over and over. And just like you said, and both of us said it at the beginning of the show, like, even though they had this lead, I wasn't like, all right, they got this. I just wasn't.
Never.
Because it's like, all right, then you see the dink and dunk, you're like, damn it. And then when Zeke goes in, and I'm talking about just pummels KZ, man. You better go in there and put some bricks in your pocket, run up in that hole like that. If you're trying to fill it, man, you better fill it. Don't be going in a half step and dropping your head like that. Because that one thing about Zeke ain't no little man. All right, Zeke will put a hurting on you, and Zeke put a hurting on him. But yeah, that's the most frustrating part, though, is that here we go again. I mean, yep. You had everything. Like, you, it's definitely a tale of two halves. I mean, they were so aggressive offensively and defensively, and just went away from it. And that's the part I don't understand. Yeah, Julio got to catch that damn ball. We know that. But I mean, the execution was there. That was a great play. It was just Julio dropped the damn ball. Now, Julio, he can't make it up for it on fourth down, and you could tell that leg was bothering him. Yes, it was. He was dragging it. But if you're out there, you got to make plays. And who, nobody knows that more than Julio Jones. But just 30 damn points. I just went back and looked at it again. They got 30 points in the second half after stopping two. What do I always talk about? What I always say, a special team, a big play on special teams gives your team juice. It gets you going. You had two of them.
So did turnovers. So the turnovers, you had three of them. You had three turnovers and two stops on fourth down. And they still scored 40 points on you. That's the crazy thing. How many times did teams score 40 points and have three turnovers? That's three possessions that they gave away and still put 40 points on you. And here's the reason why in the first half of that game, even though everything was going the Falcons' way, I didn't feel like it was all sewn up, because they're getting the ball in great positions to score, and they only got field goals. Here's Matt Ryan talking about that.
You got to make them pay. You know, when you get short field opportunities, you got to come away with touchdowns. We were okay, just not good enough. And, you know, that's something that we have to do better moving forward. You know, when we get our chances, when our D creates turnovers, you know, we've got to capitalize. So that's something we can do better as an offense.
And again, it's hard to complain about a 20-0 lead in the first quarter.
But he's right.
It could have been 28-0.
Yeah, I mean,
they could have absolutely stepped on their throats. And I don't know, maybe the Falcons could blow a 28-0 lead too. I wouldn't put anything past these guys. But you'd feel a little bit better with that lead early in the game, because you had the opportunities. And you're right, you got to convert those into touchdowns. You given those opportunities early in the game, you have to step on their neck and get out of that football game with a win. To come out of that football game yesterday without a win is just it's history. I mean, it's historic to do that.
It's demoralizing. Those kind of losses, and I ain't never lost. I've lost some heartbreaking games. I never lost nothing like that where you're just like, what the hell just happened? But I mean, Dallas. The flight from Dallas to Atlanta ain't that long. That was a long one last night, man. That's a long, long flight, man. And this thing can go either way right now. And I'm talking about just from that kind of loss, man, it could put you in the dumps. And right now up there in Flower Branch, Tell the Truth Monday, that's what they do. They in the dumps right now. But they got to you can't do nothing about it now. You can't do nothing about it. You got to go fix it, correct what you can correct, and get ready for Chicago, man. But, yeah, this one stings, man, because it was so public. It was so big. I mean,
right.
It was the Cowboys, and you lose that way, and you got them down, and yet you don't finish them. You don't finish them, man. And that's the part that hurts more than anything to those players up there. That play is going to be magnified as it should because it was a bonehead play. But I'm just talking about the way y'all lost that football game. It's everybody who was on that charter to Dallas takes a blame in this loss. Everybody.
Yeah. And the question becomes one that we asked a lot of times last year as far as what's next is that down in the dumps attitude that is going to be up there today, that people are going to have because of the way the football game went. And I mean, last year, you and I think we're on the same page about 1-7 being unacceptable. And I thought they were going to move on from the coaching staff. They didn't. But one thing that never happened was they quit on the coaching staff. They never lost the locker room. You see teams that happens to. And like, I don't really care. You can lose the locker room, whatever, like win games. But that's going to start being asked again is, you know, how many losses does it take for the locker room to be lost? I mean, are they going to rally and play for Dan Quinn again? I mean, that's what happened in the second half last year, I guess. Like, all those little weird motivational tactics, they only work once, don't they? Like, can you go back to the same well again? Well, back's against the wall, fellas. Gotta play for the coach or us against the world or whatever. Like, I don't know. At a certain point, if I'm on that team, I'm just like, damn, maybe this coaching staff
you get that way.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you honestly get that way. You're like, man, what the hell else can we do? But you got to put it on everybody, man. I mean, everybody had a hand in this. Everybody had a hand in this, man. And these are the things that good teams don't do. You don't lose a game like that. It's okay you lose game. Everybody lose. Nobody's the only undefeated team ever was the Miami Dolphins. So, of course, everybody loses. But not a lot of teams lose like that. Not a lot of teams lose games like that, man.
In fact, Randy, literally no team had ever lost a game like that.
You don't look. I mean, that is just. That's why. I mean, I didn't know how to phrase it, and other than that's just bad, man. That is bad ball.
Yes.
I mean, you can get yell and scream and all that, and you know, as the shows go along, we got more of the yellers and screamers coming on later with Mike Bell and then my man Chuck later on tonight. That's gonna be hollering and yelling and going hoarse and all that. That's just bad. It is, man. It's bad and it's unacceptable. And if you're a Falcon fan, you should not accept it because that was bad.
And that's the thing is, Falcons fans don't deserve this crap. Falcons fans have been through enough.
Yes, they have.
I mean, it's been a tough ride, man. Like, we don't need to go through the history of it. You don't need this crap. you need some good stuff to be happening. Anyway.
That's just bad, man.
We'll let you vent 10 minutes from now. Phone lines will be open, 404-741-0929.
You know that's going to be on Come On Man tonight.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing, whether it's diving on the ball or any of it, the whole second half is on Come On Man. Late game yesterday, Sunday night game between the Seahawks and the Patriots. Lived up to the hype. A lot of fun. Russell Wilson with a crazy good game. Here's one of his touchdowns.
Four-man rush by the Patriots. Russ, seven-step drop, is going to let it fly deep. Got a man out here. It's Metcalf. Reaches up. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Seahawks. How in the world did he catch that? Had a man all over him, and he still reaches back. Catches the bomb for six.
DK Metcalf and Gilmore going back and forth last night was a lot of fun. Metcalf got the
better
of him there. Cam Newton really good last night, almost 400 yards passing. Russell Wilson with five more touchdown passes. Just a fun heavyweight battle last night on Sunday Night Football. And Seahawks are 2-0. Russell Wilson's tearing the world apart. They're letting Russ cook, as everyone was asking for. I think he's going to get some MVP votes this year, Randy. I think he's finally
going to
happen.
I love watching Russ play, man. The way he throw, I love watching Russ throw the deep ball. How he just drops it down like that, man. What a game. Cam played outstanding last night. Last play, I'm looking at it. You know, they submarine the end. Cam's got to bounce that outside. I know a lot of people said, would you want to throw the ball in that situation? Yeah, but when that end submarines like that, Cam just bounces it. He's walking in the end zone, man. But what a hell of a game. Nice job. Way to end up a Sunday night as far as, you know, the Cam throwing for almost 400 yards.
Yeah,
and,
crazy.
You know, with the same kind of weapons that Tom Brady had last year. But let's leave it here and there.
Remember when Jarrett Stidham was going to be the starter for the Patriots?
Yes.
Even after they signed Cam?
You remember
that? A lot of people that have some apologizing to do. Hey, I do want to get to this because he's been incredibly fun to watch as well. I don't know if people are noticing. They will. The Cardinals are 2-0. Kyler Murray's ridiculous. A lot like this.
Shotgun snap to Murray. Steps up and takes off. Far side of the 20. Got room at the 10. Cuts right to the 5. Jukes the defender and scores. Touchdown, Kyler Murray. A 22-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game. That defender is in multiple pieces at the 5-yard line as he tried to break down and make that play, and Kyler broke him down.
Yeah. Kyler Murray is fun to watch. Not like that's any surprise. He's been fun to watch, but they seem to have kind of figured it out a little bit in that offense. And, I mean, it helps to have DeAndre Hopkins, who set the record yesterday for most receptions and yards by a player in his first two games. Pretty good pickup by them to go get DeAndre Hopkins as well.
How do you leave him wide open on that touchdown?
I don't know.
But the thing with Kyler, Kyler is so damn explosive, man.
It's crazy.
Like, he's an explosive player, man. And they're, I mean, hey, you got to give him credit, man. I mean, they took care of business. They took care of business yesterday. And right now, I mean, that NFC West, man, San Fran lost, but they see the Rams are 2-0.
Yeah.
The Seahawks are 2-0.
Cardinals are 2-0.
And damn, Cardinals are 2-0.
A lot of injuries yesterday. We mentioned Jimmy G, Nick Bosa, Raheem Mostert, Saquon Barkley, Drew Lock, Christian McCaffrey getting an MRI today. Caleb McGarry, hopefully we'll find out some good news about him. Don't know. Tack McKinley, same thing. A lot of injuries yesterday in the NFL. We'll let you know as soon as we know anything about those guys. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-741-0929. Your chance to sound off. It's a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. What's on your mind after yesterday? I have a feeling I know, but let's talk it out. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi, 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams back from vacation. The way Wendy experienced the end of that Falcons game is a story worth hearing. So Wendy will tell her end of Falcons game story coming up in 20 minutes, as well as some general Wendy Zone fun. We'll get back to the most important audio in the world, top of the noon hour. But Randy, we're doing this on Mondays, okay?
Yep.
We're talking to Falcons fans. We are opening the phone lines at 11:20 and at 12:20 today. Chip Carey going to join us at 1:20, but generally the phone lines will be open at 11:20 and 1:20. Last week was great. Unfortunately, you know, it wasn't a good result, but the calls were good, and I thought we had a productive conversation about what went wrong against Seattle. I'm interested to hear what they sound like today. So let's just do it. Let's just jump out to the phone lines and start with Mike in Lawrenceville. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? First, I want to thank you for letting us have just the opportunity to vent. This is a really good thing. Got a few quick things. I wanted somebody to be angry yesterday. After the game, I listened to the post-game show on your station, and I listened to Matty Ice, I listened to DQ, I listened to Ridley. I just wanted somebody to be a little angry. I get they go back on Wednesday and start for somebody else, but just a little bit upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We appreciate it, Mike. And this, the thing is the different personality. Me, I'd have been mad. I'd have been yelling. That's just me. I would have been. And that's my personality. They don't have that personality. That's not Matt. That's not Julio. That's not Red and all those things. So that's one reason why they're mad. I promise. And as mad, Mike, as you and everybody is right now, you're not more hurt than those guys up there right now. I promise you, you're not. They are devastated by it. But at the same time, I understand what some people want you to throw stuff and all that. It's just, I think it's just deals on your personality. Me, I was a holler, yeller, and throwing stuff. That was just how I was. But I had other teammates that weren't like that way. And sometimes it makes you think, well, hell, they don't care. Yeah, they do care.
Yeah, I mean, look, they all care. They're hurt. They're frustrated and all that. unfortunately, it's just something that they've been through. I mean, I don't want to say they're used to it.
That's what I say. What did I say? Here we go again.
It, but yeah, it's a here we go again thing. I mean, you can only throw the whatever, the chair at the wall in the locker room so many times. Like, there's only, you can only go to the motivational well so many times, and it doesn't work. And the problem is they're doing this stuff over and over and over again. Dan Quinn said after the week one loss, he was pissed and mad as hell and all the same stuff that he says. I don't care. Like, you know, I understand wanting to hear them be angry. And I trust you, Randy, of course they are. But we said this last week with the Raheem Morris comments. Like, I generally don't care that much about what they say, because nothing that they say is going to make it better. Nothing that anyone in that organization says about what happened yesterday afternoon in Dallas makes what happened yesterday afternoon in Dallas better. They can make it worse like Raheem Morris did. Like, you can make it worse, but you can't make it better by yelling and screaming, whatever. Like, I get it. I want you to be mad. I'm mad. You're mad. Everybody's mad. But they're familiar with this place. They're familiar with this situation, which sucks. That's a big part of the problem, too. Joe is in Dallas. Joe is in Dallas, Georgia, not Dallas, Texas. What's up, Joe?
You in there waiting on his layover.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas, Georgia, for sure. Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking my call. Randy, go Dogs.
Yes, sir.
It's just really upsetting, and I know the obvious thing to say is Dan Quinn needs to lose his job. Most likely he will. I don't know who we bring in to replace him to turn this thing around in a year or two, but one thing that I read that really I saw some Falcons fans kind of bashing the offense and bashing Matt Ryan for that first quarter, not coming away with two touchdowns, but came away with two field goals, making 20-0. Hey, man, I was just thinking, like, we really don't deserve Matt Ryan. I mean, just everything that he's done, I know Falcons fans don't deserve to lose like this, but Matt Ryan just doesn't deserve this. And thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Yeah.
I mean, Matt's a really good quarterback, man, and he'll never be appreciated. We know that by some people. I mean, and that's just the way it is. If you have a certain way you feel about Matt Ryan, it's never going to change it unless he wins the Super Bowl. So I really try to not to get into what you do and don't deserve. Matt Ryan's a damn good quarterback. Matt's not the reason they lost, but he should have made. There was a couple plays that he left on the field that he should have made. That's why I said collectively, everybody who went to Dallas on that charter had a hand in this. Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, there was some throws yesterday too. Like, if Diggs comes up with the ball, Matt Ryan's got a couple interceptions yesterday.
Yeah.
Not to say that Matt Ryan is the reason the Falcons lost. Obviously, you said, Randy, it's across the board. Some guys made individual small mistakes that led to, I don't know, maybe leaving a point out there, maybe getting a first down. Others made individual massive mistakes, like not falling on the ball when it was an onside kick late in the game before it went 10 yards. There was blame to go around. Now, as far as the not deserving part, I agree. Falcons fans don't deserve this. No fan base. This is nonsense.
No. The Falcons fans do not deserve this
Absolutely
at all.
You're damn right.
They don't.
Like, you've been through enough. Like, even before 28-3, Falcons fans had been through enough. Now this, I mean, this is history. We've said it a few times now. No team had ever lost a game in the fashion that the Falcons lost that game yesterday. Teams were 440-0 when they scored 39 points and didn't have any turnovers. 440. It's not like 6-0 or something like that, you know?
440.
Do you know how many games that is? 440 of them. And you're the one? Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
They're history making, I guess. Julian is in Marietta. What's up, Julian?
What up, Jule?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Andy, congrats.
I know, man. I know, bro.
Thank you, Julian. My daughter's beautiful. That's something to be happy about this morning. Thank you.
Yes. So there wasn't a Falcons fan in the city that was comfortable at 29-10. Which is very, very sad, but pretty accurate. Isaiah Oliver couldn't cover a salad in dressing. And Dan Quinn, I mean, you can't expect different results. Falcon fans have seen this over and over and over with Quinn. So anyone who was expecting a different year, I don't know what you're smoking, but I'm just tired of being the national laughing stock of the country. Falcons fans, we deserve a lot better.
Yeah, thanks, Julian. You're right. I mean, it is embarrassing to use that word again, to turn on ESPN this morning, and at the top of every hour, and the bottom too, if they can get it in, it's the highlights of that game or the lowlights from our perspective. Now, here's cold comfort if you want to feel any better. you're not going to have to worry about the Falcons highlights leading SportsCenter anymore this year. It's a quick trip to irrelevance when you start 0-2. And
yeah.
The reason those highlights are leading, and you know, I don't know if anybody wants to hear this, but it's true. It's not because of the way the Falcons lost. It's because Dallas was the team that did it to us. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. If that was the Vikings or someone like that, they'd talk about it because it would still be history and it would still be a disaster. But it's doing it against Dallas. Dallas is going to get talked about anyway. So, yeah, it's frustrating. It really sucks to have that happen. Now, the Dan Quinn question, and I think a couple callers have brought this up now too. Say they were to move on. Then what? Then you got Dirk Cutter for 14 games?
Like, you remember, didn't I say this last week, Andy? I was like,
that
okay.
Good?
Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to take the realm?
Right. Raheem Morris, like, with what he's done with this defense, they're worse. The defense is worse than they were last year.
That's why. But then we talk about this, we're going to get right back to the calls. Everybody wanted to talk about momentum from last year, and I told you, it don't matter.
Yeah, there is no such thing.
That's, and obviously, you're seeing it right now.
Yeah. Let's, like you said, Randy, Rick is in Atlanta. What's up, Rick?
What up, Rick?
Andy and Randy. Oh, my God. So excited. Love you guys' show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Man, this is – it's tough. So my friends call me ATL Rick James because all I do is eat sleeping Falcons. I sleep through 7 months of the year waiting for the Falcons to come up. And the worst part about it, man, the worst part about it is that was possibly the best half of football that I've seen in 4 years. I was so excited. I said, finally, Falcon football is showing up on the field. Finally. You know, we had our miscues here and there, but no big deal. And then the second half came, and I just wanted to hide like a turtle, man. And it's so embarrassing because I wear this every day, and people – they can't wait to call me, text me, Facebook me. Hey, Rick, what happened? Been choked up. So the frustration. I can't even imagine, man.
Rick, we appreciate
it, Rick.
Like that's, I said that's the multiple thing, man. Times, you don't deserve that crap.
You don't, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's always the one thing when the team you root for they lose the calls that people what happened to you? Well, hell, you was watching the damn game like I was. You saw what happened?
Yeah.
That's
what
why
do you
it was
need
so,
to say?
Yeah, what you want me to say? You saw what the hell happened?
Yeah.
You saw what happened? That's why it baffles me when people, okay, we're watching the same game. I know what happened. You know what happened.
They just want
that's
that
why crush, we lost.
Understandably. Now, he's right, and I hadn't thought about it this way. Rick's absolutely right. They probably played the best half of football they've played
in
three seasons.
Yes.
And they still lost.
Dude, you're talking about flying around on defense, making big plays on offense, specialty, Mike McCarthy, like, they might have fired him if they would have lost that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going punts in the first quarter. The Falcons
they
had
may
them
have
dead
fired
to rights.
Him if they lost that game.
And they still lost. Unbelievable.
And they damn won.
Great phone calls. We'll get the phone lines open back up again at 12:20.
You saw what happened to the – did you not watch the game like I watched it? Yeah, okay, that's what happened.
That's the hard part. Wouldn't it be nice just to have some get back on your friends that talk trash to you about their team? Someday, Falcons fans, you're going to be able to talk all your trash. Just not today. We'll come back. Wendy's going to join us next. Wendy Adams back from vacation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Aim.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold. A lady.
Oh, my lady.
I heard my stand up.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You're not hungry, you become average.
The Wendy Zone every day on the midday show with Andy and Randy at 11:40. Wendy Adams joins us, and she's back from vacation. Welcome back, Wendy.
Thanks, guys. I'm so glad to be back on this Monday.
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Randy. I guess we're just going to keep the positive attitudes in our voices because yesterday wasn't a very positive day. I did go down to Destin, Florida, and last day was the day we all came back, and we're driving home, and we have the football game on one of our phones, watching it the entire time. Falcons looked great in the first half, and I thought they were going to blow it when the third quarter started, Dallas scoring those two touchdowns. In the third quarter, I was like, all right, if they're going to blow it now, let's do it now. Nope. We put up 10, fourth quarter, and then we get out of the car. There's a minute 30 left to go in the game. I was like, all right, Dallas scored the touchdown. They're gonna get the onside kick because only Young Waiku could make it a proper onside kick. And we're inside a Firehouse Subs, and this is how I found out the Falcons blew the game. I'm looking on my phone because I just want to check to make sure the final is the final. And all I see is that the Cowboys have the football. I literally yelled in the restaurant with all the Firehouse sub employees, and I apologize in Alabama. I go, what in the actual bleep? Out loud. What in the actual bleep? So I turn on Twitter, because I'm still in the restaurant. No one has the game on their phone right now. I turn on Twitter, and all I said is they're lining up for the field goal. They're lining up for the field goal. We turn on the game, kick field goal. I just go, this didn't just bleep and happen. I think if I had a swear jar yesterday, I would have been a thousandaire in that restaurant. Like, mind blown.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in Atlanta would have had to put money in the swear jar yesterday. Just a disaster of a loss. We'll let you hear from some of the team coming up in about 15 minutes in the most important audio in the world. But, yeah, we'll get back on the Falcons Monday.
But guys, I didn't see the play until I got back into the car, and then they started putting it on Twitter, the video on Twitter of what actually happened. And I literally goes, you guys cannot believe what just happened. They're staring at the football. They're staring at the football. I was like, this is very like when your child first starts to play football, they don't know the rules. This is what happens. It's cute. No, it wasn't cute watching guys staring at the football yesterday. I was livid the rest of the ride home.
Yeah, I know they talked about it after the game yesterday. I am interested to hear the explanation further today when Dan Quinn, I think he'll meet with the media at 3:30. He's supposed to. All right, you talked to the guys about it. What happened? Why did no one fall on it? Did they not know the rule? Were they nervous? What was it that led to that? Yeah. So maybe we'll find out. Not that that's going to make you feel any better, but yeah.
Yeah, no. That's just something I would guess you would talk about before actually going on the field for the onside kick. I'm with a lot of Falcons fans. This was my tweet right when everything happened, because normally I send a GIF if they lose, or I send a GIF if they win to describe your mood. I go, I haven't found a GIF yet that accurately describes my mood right now. Literally can't. So that was my tweet. Andy, your tweet was, one thing we'll do at 10 a.m. tomorrow is talk to a guy who was on the hands team all 11 years he was in the NFL, talking about Randy. Randy did not send a tweet. Brian just said, sigh. Well, we have an NBA player who also sent a tweet yesterday. Montrezl Harrell of the Clippers, he sent this tweet after the game. Swear to God, I am done with the NFL at Atlanta Falcons. My goodness, is what he said. But Montrezl Harrell forgot that his Clippers blew a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference second round. So he's getting roasted today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, shut the hell up. All right. I don't know Montrezl, but I'm just like, dog, y'all go fit. Happening, y'all, in the NBA playoffs, one of the things where you walk away from social media for a while and go sit on the beach like Wendy was and take pictures of your feet and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
I have seen a lot of people on Twitter renouncing their Falcons fanhood. There are people saying, I'm not a fan of this football team anymore. There was a guy that wrote like a resignation letter and BSO picked it up and signed all that. I get it. It's very frustrating, but like, that's a little theatrical, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but what do we always talk about? Why do people have to feel like they have to let you know what they're doing? I'm not watching football anymore. Well, then, damn it, don't watch it. Cool, I'm not going to be a Falcon fan. Hey, man, fan hurt is different, you know, and I'll be honest. I never really experienced that kind of fan hurt. Like, when Georgia lost the national championship, it hurt me. But, hell, I went and got dressed and went to a party right after it, so it didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, fan hurt is different, bruh. I mean, and I've been noticing that ever since I've been out of the game. Because I'll sit back, I'll be like, you that mad? Like, when I be looking at folk, people tear up their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know that the Falcons, they ain't going to give you the money to replace that damn TV. Like, I don't get that mad where I'm tearing up something when I know I'm going to have to be the one to replace it.
There was a lot of electronics broken yesterday. Today is going to be a good day to be a salesperson at Best Buy. There was a lot of TVs, a lot of iPads, a lot of stuff broken.
Yeah. I know it hurt, man. I mean, it. I know it hurt, but I can't even say hang in there with it. Because if it's your squad, it's going to be your squad. You're going to feel this pain. And I know, I see it on our Twitter feed, there are a lot of loyal Falcon fans that are broken down and hurt right now. I get it. And I don't know what to tell you other than just keep watching. I mean, I can't say it's going to get better. It can't get no worse than what happened yesterday, Andy Bucker.
Oh, boy. There you go. That's what we always say.
I feel like yesterday's loss is worse than yes. I feel like yesterday's loss is worse than the Super Bowl because it happened again. You let it happen
but I'm
again,
saying,
and now you're the laughing stock.
Andy, and Wendy.
I'm used to talking off a ledge today.
Andy, Wendy, Atlanta. They can't do that again, man. There's no way. There's no, no,
it,
no,
it had
no.
never happened, Randy, in 440 times.
That's what I'm saying, dog. They can't do that again.
Watch out now.
No team had ever blown a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl either, Randy, but.
I know, man.
Here
I know.
Comes the
what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is just figure this out, man, because I need to turn this damn TV off that's in front of me because they keep showing the play, and I just keep sitting here like, what are you I just don't understand
what
you're thinking.
Yeah, why are you staring at the football?
Yeah.
As bad as they played in that second half, Andy, they fall on the football. They take three knees. The best play in football, victory formation. The best play.
I would so love on a Monday to be able to come in and be like, okay, a win is a win, and that's good. We're happy with it. And then kind of dig into the nitpicky. Like, all right, at least they got out of there with a win, but here's some things they're going to have to clean up. But they don't do that. The Falcons don't allow you to do that. They not only do they need to clean everything up, they lose the game at the same time in historic fashion. I've got a little bit of good news to maybe lighten things a little bit. I don't know how much it's going to help, but it is good news. Caleb McGarry only suffered a minor sprain of his MCL and is expected to miss only 1 week. So
yeah, it was scary because how he went down, it was non-contact you know, injury. So when you saw it, you're like, oh, hell no. But yeah, they can't do that again, can they?
Randy, they stared at a football. They stared at a football. Like I'm still dumbfounded. I tweeted it this morning. I'm dumbfounded because I'm like you. I keep watching the play and I don't understand how it happened. I'm just going to be very interested in Dan Quinn's press conference later today.
The fun thing is they get a chance to go out and do it again this Sunday against the Bears. We are two games in, guys. There's 14 of them left. We're two games in. Two games in. Like, people are quitting on the team and firing the coaching staff, and I'm not blaming you for that. I understand.
No, I'm not gonna blame you. I'm not gonna.
But there's 14 of these things left, Randy.
Huh?
14 of them left.
I think we're just broken, man. Andy.
And that's
broken.
That's a lot of time, and they can still turn this thing around, Andy. You know they in all seriousness, okay? And I don't want everybody to think I'm damn crazy because I'm not. They can turn it around, man. Like this can be a good thing for this team, maybe. But Andy, when you lose like that, this could be so backbreaking on a season and on a team. So they got to stick. I mean, the only thing you can do right now is stick together. You go out there and you say the right things. I don't know what the right things are because it looked like you didn't know what the hell was going on in that play. Honestly, Andy, that's what it looked like, that they did not know what the hell was going on.
Thank you, Wendy.
Period.
We'll be back.
Thank you, Wendy.
It's Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. We'll be back. Most important audio in the world. Dan Quinn said it could be a good thing, too. We'll actually
play that. How the hell could it be a good
thing? Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.